This story is The Chocolate Touch by Patrick Skeen Catling. In it, a boy who loves chocolate all too much gets just what he wishes for. Chapter 1. Most of the time, John Midas was a very nice boy. Every now and then, of course, he broke a rule, such as the rule against pretending to be a tiger when his sister Mary was supposed to be getting to sleep. Generally speaking, however, he behaved very well. He should have behaved better. He lived in a comfortable house, surrounded by a green lawn and wide-spreading shade trees that was suitable for climbing. His mother was gentle as well as practical. His father, when he didn't have to hurry to town, spent hours telling John interesting things about baseball, beetles, birds' nests, boats, brigands, and butterflies. John went to school and liked it. His teacher, Miss Plimsoll, was fairly easy to get along with, as long as he did careful work. He had received a new, shiny, golden trumpet and music lessons as a going-to-school present. Mrs. Quaver, the music teacher, had soon agreed to let him play small parts, a few notes at a time, with the school orchestra. Finally, there was Susan Buttercup, who was in his class. Susan had soft, yellow curls, round pink cheeks, blue eyes, and one of the best collections of marbles in the neighborhood. John should have been completely well-behaved, but he wasn't. He had one bad fault. He was a pig about candy. Boiled candy, cotton candy, licorice all sorts, old-fashioned toffee, candied orange and lemon slices, Cracker Jack, jelly beans.